The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Byrd in Washington, and this is Healthy Living. Your pancreas is an amazing organ. It helps to produce the insulin that breaks down the sugar in your food so it can turn into fuel. But without the proper amount of insulin, a person is diabetic and can die from that disease. But now, as Kevin Enix reports, one woman dissatisfied with her current blood sugar monitor invented a new artificial pancreas, and her innovation is helping diabetics monitor and control their blood sugar.
Dana Lewis has been dealing with diabetes since her diagnosis with the insulin-destroying disease as a child. She constantly monitors her blood sugar levels, and when they get too high or too low, an alarm warns her to take action. But that was not working for Lewis.
In my case, because I'm such a good sleeper, I didn't wake up to those alarms. And so my blood sugar would just keep rising and rising and rising or keep dropping. And it's more risky in the short term for the blood sugar to drop. And because I live by myself, if I were to continue to sleep through the alarms and my blood sugar kept dropping, there are some bad outcomes that can happen, which include going into a coma.
Wanting to avoid that, Lewis, along with some other software developers, hacked into her glucose monitor to improve the alarm. Then she wrote an algorithm that does most of the work she was doing herself.
Information comes in from each of the medical devices to a computer. It runs the math itself, and then it says, okay, take action. And it's able to close the loop by sending those commands back to the insulin pump to make the insulin dosing adjustment.
Hacking into a potentially life-saving medical device clearly is not recommended. But Lewis and other people who suffer from diabetes, a disease that destroys the ability to process sugar, say they were tired of waiting for health agencies to get new tech on the market.
When we first started on this project, diabetes tech was taking around 4 to 5 years to go through FDA approvals to get into the hands and have it be commercialized and get into the hands of type 1 diabetics.
So Lewis posted her algorithm on the web and allowed anyone to work on her code and make improvements, a process called open source coding. That decision has already resulted in improvements, like making the system compatible with smartphones and watches.
We have a lot we can still do in terms of optimizing the hardware and also optimizing the software and the algorithms that we're able to use. I've been able to switch from having to bolus for meals and give myself a certain amount of insulin for meals, and now being able to say just, I'm eating, please dose my insulin for me.
An estimated 415 million people around the world suffer from type 1 diabetes. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
For more on this story, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.